stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free, 866-472-5790, 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Bauer Power Hour with host Roger Bauer. Here you will learn the latest tools and techniques in public relations, media interactions, and word-of-mouth marketing. Now, here's your host, Roger Bauer.
Hey, a tremendous Thursday to you in Louisville, Kentucky. I am Roger Bauer. Welcome to the Bauer Power Hour, where we aim to help you better attract your target audience. And we're going to try to do this by making your marketing more effective, help you connect with prospects versus trying to sell, understand your market a little better, and remove barriers. Learning how to sell a product in one sentence is a challenge a lot of marketers have today. They often talk about features instead of benefits, and they talk about nice-to-have items instead of need-to-have items. Inside all of us are a set of triggers, or hot buttons, if you will, that propel us to make a buying decision. My guest today will expand upon those hot buttons to inject a little extra oomph into your marketing to help you better attract your target audience and encourage them to buy more of your products or services. Joining me on the phone today from Albuquerque, New Mexico, is Barry Feig. Barry is the president of the Center of Product Success and author of Hot Button Marketing. Barry, welcome to the show. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you? And thank you for inviting me to your very first show.
Oh, well, thanks for coming on. Actually, to share a little bit with the audience, Barry and I are not new acquaintances to one another. We've partnered on some different things, and I guess you could call us friends, more or less. But let's jump right in on hot-button marketing, Barry, if you want to do that. You talk in your book about the rational reason and the real reason we buy from a marketer. Could you expand upon that just a little bit?
Yeah, there are two reasons that people buy products, the rational reason and then is the real reason. People will rationalize things. They have an incredible reservoir of rationalizations they can employ when you strike an emotional chord.
Right.
People say they buy because of rational appeals and logic, but in the real world, they're neither rational or consistent in their purchase behavior.
Mm-hmm.
If they were, we wouldn't be doing this show. It would be easy.
Right.
As proof of hot buttons, look at the fact we have playoffs going on now, and everybody's rooting for a team and their players.
Right.
And the related apparel, which makes tons of money for the teams.
Right.
We don't root for a player, although the players may have some sort of transient relevance because they're going to be on a new team next month. But what they're rooting for is a logo or a uniform.
Mm-hmm.
I root for the Yankees.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I know. That wouldn't get a good reception. But they're rooting for a logo, and if you think about it, we're cheering for laundry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, think about it. We want that logo. We're cheering for laundry.
Yeah.
So we identify with players making millions of dollars or more who have no identification with their fans, but we go for them because we want to belong with the same people who like our team.
We want to associate with a winner.
Yeah, exactly. And I saw somebody the other day had a Boston logo and a Yankees hat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a confused individual.
Oh, he's very confused. I mean, why? How could you root for Boston?
Yeah, that's kind of like the whole Louisville, Kentucky thing here. You're for one or the other, and you wear one color. You don't wear you probably don't even own the other color. But
no, you don't even own it. Right.
Right. Well, let's expand a little bit further on that. Are there different hot buttons for different cultures or races?
Well, let me go into one more about hot buttons and,
okay,
if you don't mind, rationalizations.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. We go, you know, there's always a water of the month that people are proud to be seen carrying around. And one of the waters is Evian. By the way, did you know that Evian spelled backwards is naive?
Yeah. I think you and I had that conversation, but
yeah,
Before we had it, I wouldn't have even dawned on me, but that's kind of wild. I don't think the public really looks at it that way, but I wonder if maybe the people who came up with the name knew a little something that we didn't when they came up with it.
I tend to think it's an accident, but that's the way it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's weird is people will go in and get an Evian on the rocks, and yet the rocks, of course, aren't made with tap water. So they're having tap water with water.
Right.
So, which makes no logical sense at all.
Right.
And Aquafina water, which was big, I guess, about 6 months ago, they're bottled from local reservoirs. But they'd like to be seen carrying bottles.
Yeah, the water bottle's almost turned into a status symbol almost.
Oh, yeah. The new status symbol, in fact, is the energy drinks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what they have in them. I know a little bit about what they have in them, but I know people are thrilled with carrying drinks called Rockstar or Monster.
I love my Rockstar.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I got to have that caffeine jolt. It's not necessary. I guess I am a little more loyal to their brand now because I've been drinking them for a while, and they go pretty good with Bacardi O, so, you know.
Oh, we're going to be thrown off the air quickly. But anyway, your other question are hot buttons international in scope?
Right.
And do they play in all cultures? Yes. The way to get to them is a little bit different.
Right.
But the same status appeal, the same appeals have played to people ever since humans became human.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was on a trip in Africa years ago, and I asked the safari people, why do people come on these safaris? And they said to fulfill a wish they always have, which is one of the hot buttons,
mm-hmm.
to fulfill your dreams. Now, also, I was in a small Maasai village, and I had no idea what I was going to see,
right.
But I was told by the Maasai people, what are the big hot buttons?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, for them. And they said, status. Now, to show status, they had a lot of cows. Now, you've seen all of these pictures of women with flies on their face?
Yeah.
To the Maasai warriors, this is status, because with the Maasai warriors, your status comes with the amount of cows you have.
Really?
Yeah.
So whereas it's like maybe over in Iran or over in the Middle East, and also here, horses are kind of a symbol. It's cows?
Yeah, oh, yeah, cows.
Yeah? Wow.
Yeah, no, and that's how they show their status. And I saw bunch of the Maasai wives who had flies in front of their faces.
Uh-huh.
And I said, gee, doesn't that bother you? I said, no, it shows that I have a lot of cows. The cows produce dung. The dung comes from the cows.
Uh-huh.
And the more flies they have, the better I look to everybody else.
Wow.
Now, if you talk about product marketing, I would not sell Raid to these people.
Yeah, I guess not, because you don't want to kill the flies. You kill your
You don't want to kill the flies. You show
right?
no status at all.
Right, and I would imagine a company like Raid probably thinks the opposite and probably wonders why their product doesn't sell over there too well.
Well, if they reverse organizing it, reverse engineering it, they'll come up with something that attracts flies.
Yeah.
But again, even in Africa, they're all hot buttons. The way people in countries use status depends on what is culturally effective in that country.
Right.
And they play around the world.
Now, are there different hot buttons for a consumer market versus a business-to-business market?
The answer I can give you is, the ambiguous answer I can give you is yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
In the business market, most people come into a company and try to sell what they're doing. They don't realize who they're selling to.
Right.
They are selling to people in the company who want to look good.
Right.
That's also part of status. They want promotions. But people say how good they are. People don't care how good they are.
Mm-hmm.
What they want are people who can get them promotions, and they want to please their bosses.
So they want that recognition.
They want the recognition, which is a hot button.
Right.
And I've seen so many companies go, so many people go into companies and they're selling their product.
And they're pushing the sales up front instead of trying to get to know the people and figure out what benefits they're actually selling versus, you know, they're going in there, all they want to do is sell their product.
And
they get all caught up in that.
And they'll stand and sell the product for about an hour, and the people wondering, what's that going to do for my career?
Right.
And it's things that like that that you find out when you talk to the people. In fact, when you talk to a business company, first thing you look for, if you can find it, is their parking space.
Mm-hmm.
They have reserved or not, what kind of car they drive.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing you talk to them about are pictures hanging on their wall. If they have a sailboat, you talk to them about sailing. Because
yeah.
they're not buying so much a product as a relationship. They want to know that they can trust you.
And they want that end feeling, so to speak, of, you know, hey, I feel good when I'm sailing, and it's the feelings that are involved there.
It's the feelings that are totally involved. You go in and you sell something basically on logic, it's not going to sell.
Right. I know back in my sales career, I would go in and it would always frustrate me because I'd go in and talk about all these features early in my career, and I could never figure out, well, don't they get the picture? And then towards the end, I started to realize, well, I was the idiot that was going in pushing features as opposed to what it could do for the decision maker, and it killed my sale almost every time. And now since then, I've learned you got to put the consumer first, sitting there, you know, walk a few steps in their shoes before you can make that connection. Once you do that, then you're on your way.
Yeah, I was in Asia, and they kept bringing, and the people kept doing seminars, and the people kept bringing up features.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I want you to eliminate two things from your vocabulary, the word features and the word quality. Quality
right.
is a given. Of course, you have to perform. But everybody's idea of quality is different.
Right.
And features, there's no such thing as features. There are only benefits.
Yeah. That's one of the key things I think beginning sales reps need to learn, and we're up against a break here in just a few seconds. But you're listening to the Bauer Power Hour, and we will be back after we pay a couple bills.
Line in business. Voice America Business.
SMB Consulting helps businesses attract a greater share of their target audience, which means generating more leads and ultimately increasing sales. Your business will benefit from proven marketing techniques customized to meet your needs and deliver your business's message to those who wish to receive it most. Whether you need a fresh marketing plan developed, greater strategic focus, or search engine optimization campaigns, SMB will be there every step of the way to help you achieve the results you desire. Don't let your competition get the upper hand. Contact a marketing consultant today by visiting our website at SMBConsultingInc.com or emailing info@SMBConsultingInc.com.
Link up with Chris Curtis on WebWise Business and discover the millionaire in you. If it's the web you want, it's the web we've got, and it's the chic geek bringing it to you live. Tune in to WebWise Business every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Radio Network.
Get your click on. Get your click on
with the Chic Geek.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now. 888-459-4825. 888-459-4825.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
888-459-4825. 888-459-4825. 888-459-4825.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
the bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You've been listening to the Bauer Power Hour with host Roger Bauer. If you have a question or comment for Roger or his guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Roger and the Bauer Power Hour.
All right, we're back with Barry Feig. And before the break, we were talking about some different hot buttons and how they affect cultures and races. And over the break, Barry and I were talking about galvanizing the public. And we had an interesting conversation about that. And Barry, you want to go into the reasons why you may want to galvanize the public to be on one side or the other?
Oh, sure. I get so many people here who call me and say, I have this product that's going to attract everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I say is, there is no product that's going to get everyone involved. Now, I've written many, many columns about marketing. And half the people liked what I wrote, and half the people didn't like what I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
They thought I was crazy, but they were emotionally involved with the column.
Right.
So, which caused more people to call me. Now, the people who didn't like me didn't call me, but the people who liked me said, hey, this is good stuff.
Right.
Now, if you go further, look at Macintosh and IBM.
Mm-hmm.
People buy Macintosh because they have delivered a share of heart, they're unique, they're different, and if you have a PC, you're like everybody else in the world. So that's how Steve Jobs carved out a market that shouldn't exist for its Macintosh.
Right.
But people say, I am not going to buy a PC, everybody else has them.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can say is, you know, to the poor Macintosh users, there's still not enough software available.
What hot buttons do you think are in play there for Apple? You mentioned them in the book, and you just mentioned them now. What hot buttons are in play, and how can our audience tap into those to create a similar marketing campaign? I know you can't be the next Apple, but, you know, how can you kind of tap into that and do some similar things as Apple?
What Apple does, and it's absolutely beautiful, and they've done it with their iPod, is play to the people who want something a little bit different. You don't want to be a typical PC owner.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be part of that special club that owns Macintoshes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we can go further with that, we can talk about iPod. Now, most people don't know this. A few years before the iPod was introduced, there were five other companies selling MP3 players.
Mm-hmm.
But Apple spent a whole lot of time, research, and money to find out how to stand out in the crowd. Now, the other MP3 players cost $65.
Mm-hmm.
The iPods cost $200.
Right.
But if you have an iPod, you're special.
Yeah, you got that status symbol. People.
You have that status
it's
symbol.
It's almost like a cult.
It is a cult, and
which I'm a part of. I can't lie. So,
well, I don't have one, and I feel bad for not having one. I got to get out and get one. But I think there's a regulation that the airlines are going to introduce that you must have an iPod to get on board the plane.
Almost seems the case. Well,
yeah.
What hot buttons are in play there? I mean, you mentioned you don't have one.
The desire to belong.
Okay, desire to belong.
Desire for prestige.
Okay.
Well, status, and we talked about geographical things. It's the same thing that comes in play with the people, the Maasai warriors who have cows.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I have an iPod. So they're using two hot buttons. I'm a belonger.
Right.
And I have status.
Okay.
And again, we're talking about other groups in the low-income Hispanic areas. They have old cars, of which they have turned into lowriders.
Mm-hmm.
A lowrider is a car that goes up and down,
right,
with hydraulics. And if you have the one that goes up and down the most and the fastest, you have prestige.
Right. Well, you also talk in the book about one of the ones that kind of appeals to me is not necessarily appeals to me, but strikes a chord is, I think, mostly in a male-dominated business world or business society, you've got the I'm better than you, and it seems that men gravitate towards that maybe more so than women. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I don't know if that's totally true. It might have been true 10 years ago, but now women want the same power and icons as men do.
Okay.
Now, women, this is going to get us in trouble again, can sell on sex appeal.
Right.
And
we can't.
We can't. Well, you can't, but I can't.
Well, we're not supposed to, but, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those.
But it does make a difference, and it's horrible, but people still, sex is still one of the most important hot buttons.
Okay, so let's expand upon that, because I imagine, you know, you mentioned sex. That's going to get a lot of people's attention. And, oh, my God, I can't believe they're talking about sex on the air.
Well, why is it so important? Because it's a hot button, and
right.
People are interested in sex.
Exactly. So how, if I'm a business-to-business organization, I'm selling business-to-business, how can I inject a little sex aside from, you know, putting a beautiful, sexy female in front of them? I guess that would be one way to do it, but how else could I tap into that?
First of all, she doesn't have to be a beautiful woman. She's got to look attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And more important is attainable. They're not going to attain things, but... I mean with the women.
Right.
But women can do a beautiful job of selling, you know, using the power outfits they own.
Right.
And they will get somebody's attention.
Mm-hmm.
It may or may not be right, but it still works like that, and I know I'm going to get letters now. But I'll tell you something interesting about sex and selling and in ads. They did a brain study about sex and romance.
Right.
Now, if you talk about sex, this is for male and female, one part of the brain will light up.
Mm-hmm.
If you talk about romance, another part of the brain lights up.
Oh, okay, so you got to tie them both together.
And if you can tie them both together, you have a winner.
Uh-huh.
I mean, why else would Paris Hilton be doing hamburger commercials?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure about that campaign. I don't know if I like seeing Paris eating a, you know, 1,200-calorie fat-infested burger, but, you know.
She's probably never eaten hamburger in her life.
No, that's probably the first one she's had, and it's on the commercial. And
yeah.
Knows if it's even really a hamburger that she's eating on there, but... I'm sure it probably works because she's in it. But
I know. I hated the commercial.
Yeah.
But whether you hate things or like things, it doesn't mean... See, when you sell via hot buttons, you've got to take yourself out of it.
Yeah.
And think about things as other people see them.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, you talk about fun in the book, and it's another hot button. What are some examples of... fun in advertising or marketing that you see that do a really good job of tapping into that?
Well, management, of course, hates the idea of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't quantify it. And they want to see everything quantified. But look at the Maytag repairman.
Uh-huh.
We're selling washing machines. And we have the Maytag repairman, after 10 years or 20 years now, sitting back and saying, I don't get no respect. Rodney Dangerfield.
Right.
And people identify with that, and they think, gee, if this guy is so tough, why? And so lonely, the washing machines must work. So now, you can do something like that where you can talk about guarantees. Now,
uh-huh.
Which one would you watch more? Maytag repairman. Or somebody talking about, well, we have a guarantee, and consumers first of all say, how do we know they're going to back them up?
Mm-hmm.
So the Maytag repairman is a fun way of saying we're going to back up our guarantees, and nothing's going to break down.
Right.
And it's just pure fun. Again, okay, we can have another one. When's the last time you've eaten a box of Cracker Jacks?
For me personally, it's probably been... 3 years, maybe.
Did you open the box up from the bottom or the top? I did studies on this, by the way.
I got to think about this. I think I opened the top.
Well, you're one of the few. Most of them go for these little prizes that aren't worth anything.
Yeah.
And you're
the little kaleidoscope thing or whatever that was in there.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
People are afraid of using fun.
Uh-huh.
They get very serious about their product, and they should be. But fun is what makes the whole thing work. It draws attention. It's a hot button.
Right.
And people are afraid to have fun. Now, years ago, I was pitching to Campbell Soup. And I gave them, you know, everything that I've done in marketing, the successes I've had. At the end of the presentation, and this is really important for you people who are doing presentations out there, I said, well, what did you like or not like about what I said? What do you want from a supplier? And you notice I asked them. I didn't tell them. And they said, we want people that we work with that we can have a good time at night with. True story. Campbell
Soup.
And I'm pouring my heart out about what I'm selling, and they wanted some guy who knew all the hot bars in Chicago, which I've learned. But at the time, I had no idea that that was what they really wanted.
Right.
And you only find these things out by asking people.
Okay. So that's a way to discover hot buttons.
Yeah, so many people, and it's in my book, Hot Button Marketing, just go out and spend 90% of their time talking.
Yeah.
They should be spending 90% of their time listening.
Yeah, it's that whole, you got two ears and one mouth, you ought to use them at least in that proportion to begin with.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, but that's exactly what they should be doing.
Right.
You listen, and people are going to tell you everything you want to know.
Yeah.
And they're going to tell you what turns them on.
Exactly. Well, we're just about finished with this segment. We're going to have to break again here in just a second. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the Discovery Hot Button and how you can push that as a marketer. And we'll also talk a little bit about how you can dive in further with hot buttons, ask the appropriate questions, and get your potential prospect to open up and do more business with you. You're listening to the Bauer Power Hour. We'll be back in just a moment.
Money, up-to-date business and financial news. Money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
SMB Consulting helps businesses attract a greater share of their target audience, which means generating more leads and ultimately increasing sales. Your business will benefit from proven marketing techniques customized to meet your needs and deliver your business's message to those who wish to receive it most. Whether you need a fresh marketing plan developed, greater strategic focus, or search engine optimization campaigns, SMB will be there every step of the way to help you achieve the results you desire. Don't let your competition get the upper hand. Contact a marketing consultant today by visiting our website at SMBConsultingInc.com or emailing info@SMBConsultingInc.com.
Is your job heavenly or closer to hell on earth? Maybe it's time you stop waiting on employers to make you satisfied and learn how to recognize your own career contentment. Jeff Garten and his expert guests show you how every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific when you tune in to Career Contentment Radio on the Voice America Business Radio Network. Contentment is yours to control and easier to achieve than happiness or satisfaction.
No matter what your business is, your company's employees are your most valuable assets. Corporate mentoring cultivates and strengthens your employees' skills and talents so that everyone benefits. Tune in every Friday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern, to Mentoring Matters. Mentoring in today's business world with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson, and discover what a mentoring program can do for you and your company.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No more candy!
even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORA-KID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You've been listening to the Bauer Power Hour with host Roger Bauer. If you have a question or comment for Roger or his guest, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Roger and the Bauer Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Bauer Power Hour. We are talking today with Barry Feig, the author of Hot Button Marketing. Before the break, we talked a little bit about Apple and some of the hot buttons in play there. And I mentioned that when we came back, we were going to talk about the discovery hot button, which is kind of that I found this first, the bandwagon type of approach. Can you expand upon that a little bit, Barry?
Yeah, it's easy to enhance your product when you talk about discovery. People want to find new things. They want to be first on their block, on the block. And kids especially love finding things that nobody else does.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody else do.
Because yeah, that's that whole nanny-boo-boo thing.
Yeah, and, I found this first, and they want to be leaders because they found it first. It gets them excited. And it's discovery is one of the most powerful words in the marketer's vocabulary. If you go into a business-to-business scenario,
mm-hmm.
and you talk about, I have a new way that you probably never thought of before, they're going to say, hopefully they'll say, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And when they say, I didn't know that, you have a major opening.
Right.
If they cared enough about the product, but they didn't know certain things, they can look good to management, and people will feel good about buying something nobody else did. Now, Avon SkinSoSoft, okay?
Right.
Okay, what do you know about the product, Roger?
Me, personally, don't know a whole lot about it.
Okay, supposed to soften skin, but then people made a discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Also got rid of insects.
Got rid of insects?
Yeah, mosquitoes won't go around SkinSoSoft.
Huh.
I don't know what's in there. But mosquitoes stay away from it, and they tripled their sales without saying anything because they weren't legally allowed to make the claim.
Right.
But people discovered a new use for it. Now, the classic example is Arm & Hammer baking soda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, for years, do we have time to go through the whole story?
Sure.
Okay. For years, people were putting Arm & Hammer in their refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people did not know what it was doing. But they said it got rid of food odors. Now, the people at Arm & Hammer said, okay, they came up with a commercial that says, okay, put Arm & Hammer baking soda in refrigerator to get rid of food odors. And what happened is that nobody bought the product.
Huh.
And they had done focus groups. And one woman had said she had done that. And they went back to that woman and said, nobody's interested in that claim. It said, you didn't get it right. It's, you got to make it like a secret. Like they discovered something. So the ad said, psst, I don't know how that comes across on the radio, got a secret. Arm & Hammer baking soda in the refrigerator keeps all your foods smelling fresh and does not deliver odors to the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the I've got a secret and you can discover it that made it work.
Right.
And it sounds so simple when it's done, but that was the whole story behind that. And now 3/4 of America has Arm & Hammer baking soda in the refrigerator. But it's got to be a secret because when people open up or guests open up your refrigerator, they see Arm & Hammer, they say, well, you must not keep your refrigerator that clean.
Mm-hmm. I've got another situation that's similar to that, and there's a company that I've worked with, and they have a glucosamine cream to help, you know, sore joints and maybe alleviate some arthritis symptoms. And they found it helps with fingernails. they were getting these women to call and order the product, and they were, oh, is this helping your joints? And finally one of the women said, no, but it's great on my fingernails, and it makes my skin feel really good. So that was kind of one of those aha discoveries. And I asked them kind of what you said. I said, well, why don't you promote that on your website and in your literature? And they're like, no, we don't want to make that claim. Let people discover it. So they figured out your whole discovery button there, and then I think they're using that to their advantage. But, you know, it's got to take a world of its own, a word of mouth type of approach.
It's totally word of mouth.
Right.
Yeah. Another product like that is WD-40,
mm-hmm.
which supposedly alleviates arthritis.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And obviously they can't make that claim.
Is it because of the silicone in there? Or?
No, I don't know why it works.
Huh.
But WD-40 was a company that was built on discovery.
Huh.
And people would find more uses to their product, and they eventually, except for the health claim, started running small space ads. Said, oh, this can do this to that. You can make this work better. And the discovery is what made WD-40 well known. Do you know why it's called WD-40?
I have no clue, really.
Which that this has nothing related to the conversation we're having.
That's okay.
it's water displacement, and this is the formula that worked the best, the 40th try.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, we also talked before the last break about some specific questions, and we also talked about that you need to ask questions in order to uncover these hot buttons. What are some questions that come to mind that'll expose various hot buttons? You mentioned 16 hot buttons in the book.
Mm-hmm.
What are some questions a marketer may ask to uncover a few?
That's an absolutely great question. Like we said, most people come in and try to sell something to someone, spend all of their time selling it. The key is to ask the proper questions. The questions, and it's outlined in my book, Hot Button Marketing,
mm-hmm.
But the key is to find out what turns people on. Questions you should ask are, basic questions, and it starts, and excuse me for going the other way for a second,
mm-hmm.
The basic questions start with the person's lifestyle.
Right.
How are your kids? Do you have any kids? And you ask questions, and you'll find out what they need. For
right.
instance, if someone wants a dishwasher, okay, the
mm-hmm.
first question is, how many kids do you have at home? And then they'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
What are your biggest laundry problems? And then they'll tell you. How much is energy where you live? How much is hot water? So you're leading them to buy your product based on the questions you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't believe this, but people will answer almost any question if it's phrased to them correctly.
Right.
So the key is to ask the questions and keep asking questions until you narrow down the choices. Now, again, if you want a washing machine, well, how many people in your house? If you have two, you push them into a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not really pushing them. You're giving them what they want.
So you're more or less leaving the decision on their plate and kind of forcing them into making that decision that you want them to make.
Yes, exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of an art, but every salesperson should know that.
Mm-hmm.
How to question people. In my seminars, I pick a product at random and break people up into groups, and I said, I need you to sell a product based on questioning. Now, when I was in Singapore, I had one guy work for a tobacco company.
Mm-hmm.
And another guy work for a beer company. And I said, well, come up with a product that you can sell to somebody else. And here's the key. You cannot make a direct statement. So we had things, wild things, and the big hit was nicotine beer.
Okay.
And
that sounds pretty nasty, but...
Yeah, I know. Most of the people thought so, too. He had a couple of buyers. But if you don't ask the questions, and again, it's part of what we do, you're not going to find the answers. And
right.
The key is to ask the correct questions.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, again, don't ask the questions. They
mm-hmm.
just do their own sales pitches.
Right.
Business-to-business thing I can tell you about, and I'm sure your listeners feature accountants and people in professional fields,
mm-hmm.
and they'll go in and say, I'm the best accountant in the world. But that's not what people want.
Right.
If they ask questions, they'll find out that a lot of people are very confused about accounting. They want someone who's going to explain accounting to them without talking down to them.
So they want somebody to make them smarter.
They want somebody to make them smarter, which happens to be another hot button.
Right.
Yeah, you know how many people have visited libraries in the past year?
Millions.
Yeah, I was very surprised. I figured six. 70% of the population.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and why is the internet so strong? It's because people want to learn more and more.
Exactly.
So we've now gone through at least six hot buttons right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're almost up to another break here in just a second, but we'll talk until it becomes break time.
Oh, no problem.
And I think maybe after the break, maybe we'll carry this through. You shared an interesting story with me about clothing and a fragrance that I really want to tap into and get our listeners to hear. I don't know if we're going to have time before the break, but you remember the story that I'm talking about?
During the break, I'll say no.
Okay. we'll get to it. No, that's fine. Totally fine. Because I think that's something that I think would shock a little bit of the audience, but also tell them kind of it ties in with you have to ask questions. If you didn't ask enough questions, you wouldn't have been able to.
Oh, I know what you meant.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. You got it. But we're up against the break, and it's going to be time to pay some more bills here. But you're listening to the Bauer Power Hour. I'm your host, Roger Bauer, and we are talking with Barry Feig today. And we will be back in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free, 866-472-5790, 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
SMB Consulting helps businesses attract a greater share of their target audience, which means generating more leads and ultimately increasing sales. Your business will benefit from proven marketing techniques customized to meet your needs and deliver your business's message to those who wish to receive it most. Whether you need a fresh marketing plan developed, greater strategic focus, or search engine optimization campaigns, SMB will be there every step of the way to help you achieve the results you desire. Don't let your competition get the upper hand. Contact a marketing consultant today by visiting our website at SMBConsultingInc.com or emailing info@SMBConsultingInc.com.
Click up with Chris Curtis on WebWise Business and discover the millionaire in you. If it's the web you want, it's the web we've got, and it's the chic geek bringing it to you live. Tune in to WebWise Business every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Radio Network.
Get your click on. Get your click on
with the Chic Geek.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her two-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, no. It's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Sell, buy, buy, sell. All we talk about is money. Talk to an expert. Call now. Toll free 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
You've been listening to the Bauer Power Hour with host Roger Bauer. If you have a question or comment for Roger or his guest, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5790.
That's 1-866-472-5790.
Now, back to Roger and the Bauer Power Hour.
Welcome back. Again, we are talking with Barry Feig, author of Hot Button Marketing. And before the break, Barry and I were getting ready to go into a story about a scent he discovered with one of his clients. And Barry figured out which scent I was talking about, and talk a little bit more about that, Barry.
Yeah, we were doing a project for Procter & Gamble, and it was fabric soap and a product, and they have a very good product out there called Snuggles, which is a marvelous name, and a chief sheriff heart hits major nurturing hot buttons.
Right.
But they asked us, you know, what odors, what scents should be put, I say scents, S-C-E-N-T-S,
right,
they should put in their product. And we showed them a bunch of different, how we work, we create ads for products that don't exist. And we created one that had a sunshine scent, which they're selling to this day, by the way.
Yeah.
And you know what that sunshine scent was?
I know what it is, but you tell the audience.
Mildew.
Yeah.
So people love the scent of mildew.
That's totally wild. That's
can you see Procter & Gamble come up with a natural mildew scent?
Yeah, that's going to sell a whole lot. That's
right, exactly. So we said it's a sunshine scent, and people loved it.
Right.
And again, I brought it back to the brand manager, and he talked to the people who put scents in these things, and he said, that smell is mildew.
Yeah.
But by calling it sunshine, it really worked, and played on family values.
Yeah.
Another hot button.
Right.
My clothes are as clean as they can get, and the scent was a sensory reward. And that was very important to them. Again, we won't tell anybody that the scent is mildew.
I think we just did, but that's okay.
I'm going to get more and more letters. Well, you are.
Yeah, great. Let's talk a little bit about, you've got a hot button marketing training program that I'd like for you to share with the audience, because I think it's a good program, and it's something that maybe some listeners out there may want to join into.
Sure. I have a couple programs on that. But the key is to get to the hot buttons of the people you're trying to sell to. Most people don't know how to. So this program goes over the 16 hot buttons that determine all purchase behavior. And people say it can't determine all purchase behavior, but they really, really did. I've researched it through interviews with thousands and thousands of consumers. So this program will teach people how to find the people's hot buttons.
How do you sign up for it?
How do you sign email me,
okay,
or you.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to spell out my name because everybody's going to get it wrong.
Right.
Feig, F-E-I-G.
Right.
At Barry Feig. F-E-I-G .com, or they can reach me at, hope you get your pens out, people, hotbuttonmarketing.net.
And I'll tie in with that, since we're kind of giving a little promo there. If somebody wants to email me, I can give you more information on how to contact Barry or how to line yourself up for the Hot Button Marketing seminar or program at radio@smbconsultinginc.com, that's Sierra Mike Bravo Consulting, and then INC, com. You can ask me whatever question you wanna ask, if it's related to the show or maybe it's for a future show. Radio at SMB Consulting Inc. It's me. But I want to thank Barry for coming on the show today, and I think we've had a good show. And is there anything else you want to convey to the listeners, Barry?
Yeah. Most people sell through the mind. People buy from the heart.
Okay.
And the old fighter, I don't know if your listeners out there remember him, Rocky Marciano.
Mm-hmm.
Said hit the head.
The boxer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said hit the head and the heart will follow.
Right.
So, no, I'm sorry, I got it backwards. Hit the heart
and the head
and the head will follow. I've said that so many times, I got it wrong so many times. But hit the head and the heart will follow.
Right.
The way to sell more is to go after your customer's heart.
Right.
The way you find out your customer's heart is to ask them about it.
Right.
Don't tell them about it. Ask.
Right. Let them tell you.
Let them tell you.
Yeah, right. That whole, I guess that's a hot button in sales, too. You're going to use discovery to find out what it is that how you sell to people.
Yeah, and again, people will tell you everything they want to know. And if you look at a person coming into your office, or if you go into a person's office, do they wear a lot of jewelry?
Okay.
If they wear a lot of jewelry, they will probably want something really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to probably go on a status approach because they're wearing all this jewelry and they want the status to go with it, that goes with it. If they're not wearing any jewelry at all, they want more of a straightforward pitch.
Mm-hmm. I'd imagine it would be the same with like very fine clothing. Does that kind of tie in with the same kind of approach?
Totally. I just read an article that said, you know, sales clerks in stores, the first thing they look at is what the people are wearing.
Good.
And that's how they know what to sell to them.
Right.
If they're wearing something very fancy, they want more floral scents.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not wearing much, they want less of a floral scent and more of a down-to-earth scent.
Right.
And they know this even before you walk up to their counter.
That's good training.
It's terrific training, yeah.
Yeah.
These people know what they're doing.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. Well, Barry, I want to thank you again for coming on the show. It's time to kind of wrap it up, and we're burning the oil, so to speak. I'd like to invite everybody to join me next week where we'll have another Power Pack Marketing Hour when we talk to Marcia Yudkin, who is the author of 6 Steps to Free Publicity, and she will give us some ways where you can generate publicity for yourself and or your company to generate awareness and ultimately increase your sales. Thanks again for tuning in to the Bauer Power Hour. Again, I'd like to reiterate, if you'd like to contact me, please do so at radio at SMB Consulting Inc., that's Sierra Mike Bravo Consulting and INC.com. Feel free to ask me any questions you like. If marketing related, whether it's pertaining to the show or maybe a future guest, and we'll be happy to either ask it on the air or I'll respond to you directly. Again, Barry, I really appreciate your time, and anything you want to say to before we officially shut it down?
No, I'm just honored to be on your first show.
Hey, I really appreciate you. This has been fun. I thought it would be, and you're the perfect first guest to have on because obviously We've chatted before, so we have a little familiarity with one another, but it's been a fun show.
No, thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thank you. Again, you've been listening to the Bauer Power Hour. I'm your host, Roger Bauer. And next week, we will have another Power Pack Marketing Hour where we have Marcia Yudkin. And if you need any marketing help directly, put in a plug for my company. My company is SMB Consulting. You can find out more about us on the web via http://smbconsultinginc.com, or if you go type in smbconsulting.org, it will forward you to the same thing. Thanks for tuning in, and please join me next week. I am out.
Thanks for joining the Bauer Power Hour. Be sure to tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, as Roger Bauer shares strategies on how to improve a company's marketing message. Until then, you can visit Roger's website at smbconsultinginc.com. We'll see you back here next week.